PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping a report this hour. This month, we are looking more closely at just how far New Jersey has come in the film industry thanks to a highly talented workforce and support from the state. Eastern Effects founder Scott Levy says virtual technology that is the new standard for filmmaking is already here at their Garden State studios.
What's called a volume wall or a video wall that has multiple sides and can be used for creating what's called a car stage, where you shoot a car and you have reflections on the windshield and out the window. And it allows you to really focus your time and effort on performance.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon used this very LED wall in their upcoming Netflix thriller, The Rip. Levy says the Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown, also shot a big scene at their studios. Next week, we will hear about what it takes to be a film and TV extra in Jersey. Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to his late-night talk show tomorrow. He was suspended indefinitely last week by ABC, but the company said today in a statement that it has spent the past several days, quote, having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, hence his return. And property taxes, electric rates, immigration, vaccines, NJ Transit, and of course Donald Trump, these were all discussed during the first of two debates between the two main candidates running to be New Jersey's next governor in one of the more heated exchanges between Republican Jack Cittarelli and Democrat Mikey Sherrill. Cittarelli accused his opponent of repeatedly not answering a question about whether she would support a measure introduced recently in the state legislature that would make political violence a hate crime.
She still hasn't answered your question. And we see this time and time in the campaign, generalities, platitudes, ducking the direct question by not giving a direct answer.
That's just not true. My direct answer is, I voted to protect free speech. I voted to end political violence. I also think it's fair, Jack, to speak up when you disagree with something. And so if you want to stand up that Martin Luther King was a bad guy, or that women should submit to their husbands, you, Jack, are welcome to do that. And I have the right to say that I disagree with it.
The next and final debate is scheduled on October 8th. Cittarelli is set to call into the Dominski and Moore show coming up. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. Spirit Airlines plans to furlough one-third of its flight attendants in a cost-cutting move. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited the message sent by the COO to employees on Monday. The executive told employees the airline needs to shift its focus to a, quote, complete right-sizing. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 66 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and a personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. News also brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Switching between heat and AC, make sure both are good to go right now. It's buy one, get one free. Two tune-ups for just $77 at Guaranteed Service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit guaranteedservice.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how's the weather? Chief Meteorologist Stan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. A brand new week, and this time around, the forecast isn't quite clean and beautiful. We have to talk about clouds, humidity, and raindrops, but temperatures definitely on the warm side. Now, tonight, we're not dropping into the 40s and 50s, lows in the lower 60s, thanks to increasing clouds and increasing humidity. Most of tomorrow will be fine. Clouds and some sun, definitely warm with highs around 80. Just watch for some late-day showers and thunderstorms, especially to the north and west. Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 70s. Again, some afternoon and evening showers around. And then Thursday is probably the best chance for widespread rain here. One or two waves of wet weather, could be some heavy stuff and rumbles of thunder. Highs on Thursday, still near 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Clark 72, Middletown and Atlantic City 71 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.